Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The band Hello Emerson was founded in Columbus, Ohio by Sam Emerson Bodery in 2015. They've won attention with erudite chamber folk compositions that unwind with vivid imagery and responsive, empathetic sentiment.
I've been better, but I'm fine. Roughed up, but all right. Not much else to say, I can't remember anyway. Did Susan really stay the night? Lighten up, that's a joke round here. We're all a little slower than we were last year. But my head's on straight with the Velcro brace. My heart is more Midwestern than the look on my face. Oh.
On March 29th of this year, Hello Emerson released their third record, To Keep Him Here, on indie label Anyway Records. The thematic collection of songs serves as a conduit, channeling the thoughts, questions, ideas, and most of all, emotions surrounding a specific event in Sam Bodery's life. Sam Bodery, welcome to the Roundtable. Thank you for being here.
Hey, Sarah. Thank you so much for having me. It really means a lot.
I would like to ask you to please relate the tale to us, the tragedy in your family, the scary moment that inspired this collection of songs, so that you can tell the people the story instead of me.
Oh, thank you. My memory of it is that in 2017, on a Wednesday at work, I got a phone call that likely many people get. And on that phone call, my mom said, "Your dad's in the hospital. We don't know what happened. And I'm going to call your sisters after this, and we're going to figure it out." Later that day, she called and gave that extra call to say, "All right, we've all got to go gather up in the hospital in Michigan." So the whole family gathered up there. And what happened was we gathered as a family, not sure whether we were going to say goodbye to my dad or rally to have him pull through. So he was there for about 9 days. Now, he did pull through. He had a pretty severe brain injury, and he's mostly back to normal, right? He can't smell. He has a little bit less of a filter, but he was an angel to begin with. Now, 7 years after that, my band Hello Emerson and I made a record about that experience, about those 9 days in the hospital, not knowing if we were gathering to say goodbye or gathering to keep him here. So the record is called To Keep Him Here.
To Keep Him Here. How soon, as you were processing the fear, the worry, I don't know, it feels sort of in those moments like adulthood comes kind of smashing in your door and you're like, "Oh, I have to learn how to handle things out there in the world." How soon did creating music around all of that emotion enter your brain?
Not quickly. My general timeline for songs that at least relate to my life is about 2 to 3 years. It takes about 2 to 3 years of, you know, like throwing that through the washing machine and like hang drying that in the back, so to speak, for that to even kind of get on the table. But when that happened, we were just putting out our first record and just like going to Germany on a tour for the first time. And there were those questions there of like, should we still go on this tour, right? Like, what's going to happen? And we decided that we would, because right, that's what Dad would like, or would have liked if he was in the headspace to have said that. So it takes a long time. And I think I have the luxury of not making my entire living from music. So things can take as long as they take. Because I don't think that this record exists in the way that it does if my living expenses are the deadline for finishing a piece of art.
Can you share with us what you do for your other income?
I am sitting in a meeting room right now at the Carl Road branch of the Columbus Metropolitan Library. I just finished up a toddler story time. And I run teen programming as well. So we have a bunch of music production and songwriting equipment. So that's what I get to do for a living, which is incredible.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It must be very fulfilling. I mean, it's still work. I'm sure there's day-to-day complications, but it sounds like you've found a very good place for yourself.
It's amazing. I mean, I get to be a known figure and a reliable adult in young people's lives in my own neighborhood. And like, that, how could I ask for anything cooler than that? Like at near closing, when we were in the kids area the other day, there was a kid who started writing the lines to a song, And I had my guitar there, and we like worked hard for about 40 minutes together, and we wrote a song right there. And then five other people came because they noticed, and we all recorded it together. And now, like, that is it. She shared, like, you know, like, some people like kind of ask me, like, well, like, what do you think you're going to get out of this? Or like, you're not going to be super famous. And we got to have that conversation, songwriter to songwriter. No, like, this is it. That is the point right there. You made something out of nothing, and then other people were following your lead. So that's the sort of magic I get to experience on a day-to-day basis at the library.
I absolutely love that. What are some of the things you would count as influences toward the sound of this album? And your previous music too, if it's similar influences, what kind of guided you to this?
Yeah, I think when I talk about favorite songwriters, I think first of Matthew Milia of Frontier Ruckus out of Michigan. Is incredibly instructive. And then a lot of Ezra Furman records are really important to me. I think that was one of the first people that made me go, oh my gosh, a song can do that. But then I'm also super compelled by pieces that are stitched together in records that sound like full records that invite the listener to, say, sit down for 40 minutes like this one. Because this record has interstitial audio from my dad, it has that chamber ensemble. It's kind of an invitation to the listener to sit down to something a little bit longer. So, right, Sufjan Stevens was a huge, huge influence on me in the orchestration there. And then to a lesser extent, like San Fermin put out a record when I was just out of high school that floored me. It hit me at like the perfect time because I was at the absolute wrong college. So I got to listen to that record a whole bunch. But I think especially in a time where attention is really fragmented and you have to play some of that game in order to get your message across, to get your art heard, I'm really even more compelled by long form albums that can compassionately draw that listener in and give them enough to chew on to sit down for that whole duration.
Is the album, it sounds to me like it is, but I'm ready to be corrected. Is it essentially chronological, the story of the experience through this piece that you've made?
That's an excellent question, and it's really difficult to answer. I think the way that I think about it now, yes, but for the specifics of that incident, so much of that is nonlinear, and so much of grief is nonlinear and cyclical. So I know that we got the interview audio from my dad from StoryCorps. StoryCorps came to town, and I sat down with my dad to talk about this moment, because what happens in a brain injury is he lost all of his memories after he got out of the car. So there's this 2-week blank spot where this incredibly important thing happened to the whole family that affected all of our lives, and he's at the middle of it and has zero memory of it. So all of his recollections are kind of cobbled together from things that we heard from people who were on the scene or family members who helped him recuperate. And I think he attempts to put that in linear form, but even our attempts to do that are gonna end up nonlinear. And when I chopped up that interview, I took stuff that he said at the end of that and put it up front and tried to kind of string things along. I studied fiction in undergrad, and something that's really compelling about that is I think you can tell a really, really incredible story non-linearly and still have it feel like that kind of story time almost. I'm a big fiction guy. And of course, right, I just got out of toddler story time, but I do believe that folk music is just story time for adults.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with you completely. I'd have never thought of it in those words before, but that really lines up with what I think too. So thank you for putting it into words for me.
Yeah.
Our guest is Sam Bodery of Hello Emerson. The group's third album, To Keep Him Here, was released on March 29th. Let's talk about some of the songs specifically so we can share some with listeners. And I would like to start with Tupperware for Glass.
I know I never call you on a work day. And I'm gonna call your sisters after this. Not quite sure what happened. We're calling it an accident for now. There isn't more that we can do. I'll call you back when I got a bit more news.
This song, it comes right after the first chamber part on the record, and it's the first song on the record. It is about receiving a call from my mother, where you know when that name shows up on your phone at the certain time of day, when it never would, you know what the phone call is going to be about. in talking to her after, I'm one of three, I'm the middle child, she said that she called me first because she knew that I was going to be the calmest and the person that was going to help her steel herself to make the call to my two sisters, my older and younger sister. So that song takes us from that phone call to a fitful night of sleep to making coffee in the morning and driving up the highway to Michigan to walking into the hospital and pushing that door. And there's a moment in that song where I talk about every song unspooling as my hand is getting close to the door. I think when you are about to see a parent in that kind of compromised position, I think so much of the art that you love makes sense in a different way. And songs can be about a million different things, but at its root, it's like you live, you die, you grow. And I don't think that I was thinking about it in that specific way at that specific moment. But when I put myself back in that situation, that's exactly what I thought right before I saw my dad lying there in the hospital bed.
Hold my breath, echo down the hallway. Right before my fingers touch the door, I see every song unspooling, rearranging and retuning till they settle on the only things we know. We live and we die, and in between we grow.
That's Hello Emerson with part of Tupperware for Glass from the new record To Keep Him Here. It's available on Anyway Records, and we are speaking with Sam Bodery about the music. The next thing I would like you to tell me about, partially I'm choosing it, I like every song on the album, so I had to choose somehow. So I chose Sail Today because it also has a canon. So I wanted you to tell me about Sail Today and then how you decided to include a kind of reprise in a canon version a couple tracks later.
I'm so thrilled that you picked that song because I think that's my favorite song on the record, and it was not a single. Great ears. So my dad is a huge garage sale junkie and a huge estate sale junkie, and he would talk about growing up like, oh, I got another great dead guy suit because you get great deals, right? You're not going to use your clothes after you're gone, and you might as well pass them along. It's always great to have some new clothes, especially for formal occasions, especially if they're cheap. And he always has an air of kind of upbeatness about all that. He loves talking about the 90% discount. I'm sure that he's not alone in that. But I also remember, as we were kind of driving back and forth during those 9 days to the hospital and to where we were staying, seeing garage sale signs and seeing estate sale signs and seeing those differently. We always know that somebody died and left their stuff. But when this happens to you, you just know it in a different way, or it presents itself in a different way. So that's where that song kind of comes from. And when you talk about the canon, so I adore the arrangement in that song. And Dan Seibert, band member, percussionist, does all the arrangements on this record. And we had a local chamber group called Nisley put vibraphone and violin and piano and clarinet all over the record. And Dan thinks about his arrangements on this record like a Greek chorus, like a character in and of itself. We knew we loved that part. We knew we needed to break up the pacing a little bit. So that helped us do that right there. Especially when you listen to the vinyl, you're going to flip that and you'll hear Dinners 2, and then you'll hear that Sail Today canon. And we actually cut the vinyl so that there are no spaces in between the record. Everything's going to play right through. And it's actually very difficult for you to drop it on a specific song. So that's my somewhat passive aggressive way to entice you to listen to the whole record.
Estate sales a few blocks from campus. The gold mines you taught me to see. The treasures passed down from retirement crowds to frugal types like you and me. display, drawing out a line for strangers and loved ones alike to take what they see and ask who it might be to use all these things for a life. So you pay a bit under the asking, but you make sure to stay in your lane, 'cause you could be next and I could be making the change. Sail today, 10 till 5. Stereos, song by 5. I don't.
Listen to the whole album with your family. What can you tell us about what that was like for everyone? Or speak for yourself.
Yeah. It's difficult trying to decide what you share and what you don't share when you write something about your family. I can share whatever I want to share about me, but I'm also putting other people on blast in this situation. And I think one of the things that I so appreciate about the family that I grew up in is their openness in sharing all of that, in supporting me through that, because they knew that this was an important way for me to digest, understand, grieve, and move through this experience. And everybody did that in a different way. So on that day, we had a lot of tears and we had a lot of closeness. It was just a gift. I think that's maybe all that I can say. I think I am thrilled for every single other person that can see something that they experienced in this record. And I also know that that is second place to what making the record did for both me and my family. And I think most of the art that I love is like that too.
The final song that I want to share a portion of with listeners this morning is Couch Song. Could you tell me about Couch Song, please?
I'm sure people have had this experience of ending up with a couch, and maybe it's not an incredibly fancy or amazing top-of-the-line couch, but it's your couch, and you take it from apartment to apartment and living place to living place, and different people are on that couch, and maybe you grew up on that couch, and maybe the people that sat on that couch aren't with us anymore. I tend to see the objects in my life as characters in and of themselves, just because that's how we kind of move through the world, and I see that couch as the couch I grew up on, and I know that, as important as it is to me, the couch doesn't mean anything without people to sit on it together with.
Your couch sits catty corner by the door, and the breeze blows in through the old bay window and shouts out yesterday's scores, and I haven't washed up yet. But it's got some advice, of course. It says just strum these chords, and I'm sure you'll find love, my boy. Just strum these chords, and they'll all say they love. Thank you.
Sam, it's been an absolute delight to listen to the album, to encounter your music. This is the first time I am, but I will be going back to previous records and to speak with you. You've been so thoughtful and kind, and I really appreciate your time and your music.
Sarah, thank you so much. And to just say one more thing, if anybody has personal experiences with this record or any stories or anything, any questions, anything they'd like to share, our website is helloemerson.com, and I have a little say hello button. And I always love hearing the stories that, that people share with that. So people should feel free to do that if they're so compelled.
We'll also do this as a, we won't go into it right now, but as another teaser to entice people to your site. You have a very organized method of conducting your life, and you share some of those systems online for free too. So people, if you're interested in some organization tips, say hello to Sam Bodary.
Yeah, I tend to deal with ambiguity only if I have really solid structures in many other parts of my life. So if you do make creative things, I have a little weak sheet that's quite idiosyncratic that you can download for free at our website.
Thank you again, Sam. It's been awesome.
Thanks, Sarah.
Once again, the Hello Emerson website is helloemerson.com. Their third album, To Keep Him Here, is available now from Anyway Records. Our guest has been Sam Emerson Bodary. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.